From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our morning gospel program. We're delighted that you have joined with us. May the Lord bless us as we gather together around His Word. We will be taking up our study of the conversation between Christ and the rich young man, recorded in Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 22, in just a moment or two. We have a special meeting in our church this evening, to which I would like to invite listeners who live in our area. Dr. David Allen of the Trinitarian Bible Society will be speaking to us at 8 o'clock on the work of his society in the spreading of faithful translations of the Holy Scriptures amongst the nations. Why don't you come along and join with us? You will be made very welcome. Let me mention our evening program at 9 o'clock. We will be playing another extract from Mrs. Loreen King's testimony. And could I thank those who have contacted us asking for copies of her testimony. Listen in tonight as we play a further extract from her story of how the Lord in mercy saved her. In a moment or two, we will have the Whitfield Choir singing, Though Your Sins Be as Scarlet. But first of all, let's read from Mark chapter 10, beginning at the verse 17. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honour thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. May God bless his word to our heart. Here's the Whitfield Choir singing for us the lovely hymn, Though Your Sins Be as Scarlet.
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson,
We're going to take up our study now of that portion that we read together earlier, the story of the rich young man and his coming to Christ. He came to the Saviour with so much promise. It seemed that he was most earnest in his desire to learn how he may inherit eternal life. Verse 17. And yet it soon becomes evident as we follow the conversation between him and the Lord that the first impressions that we gain of him are not actually true. This young man had an opinion of himself that was unwarranted. He believed about himself that which was not true. He thought himself to be good. He thought himself to be a keeper of the law of God, but it's clear that he did not keep God's law and did not love the truth of God and the God of truth, as perhaps he at first thought. This young man had no sense of his own sinfulness. And it's a very important matter for us to notice that that is the first lesson the Saviour would have him to learn. And I think it's true to say that it's the first lesson the Lord Jesus would have us all learn about ourselves. When you look at verse 18, you have the response of the Lord Jesus to this man's approach unto him, and it is a rather strange response. Verse 18, Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Now here's a young fellow. He rushes up to the Saviour, he kneels down before him, and he asks, What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And the Saviour does not take up that question, but instead focuses upon the greeting of the young man. For the young man said, Good Master, what shall I do? But while it may appear to us that the Saviour was digressing and missing the important point that was contained in the question of the young man, we see the wisdom of the Lord Jesus. Because this young man could never pursue how to obtain eternal life until he first and foremost learned a most important truth about himself, his own sinfulness. He was blind to his own sinfulness. And the Lord Jesus, who knows men's hearts, knew that to be the case. And so he started to answer the young man's question as to how he may obtain eternal life by addressing the young man's ignorance of his own sinfulness. I tell you that it is vitally important for us all to know and to feel our own sinfulness and our own guiltiness before God. We don't need a Saviour if there is no need of redemption within our lives, or if we are capable of so living as to obtain our own redemption. We don't need a Saviour. The only one who needs a Saviour is someone who cannot of themselves deal with their own lost condition. And Christ the Saviour would bring those with whom he comes into contact to that place where they feel they're lost, they're undone, and their helpless condition. And that's why the Saviour takes up the young man's greeting, Good Master. Good Master, he says, why do you call me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Now the young fellow missed this point, because he continued to believe that he was good. He says in the verse 20, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. I have kept the law. I have kept all the commandments from my youth upward. I'm good. There's nothing wrong with me. How foolish it is to entertain a view of ourselves as keepers of God's word, when in actual fact we are transgressors of it. We have broken the law of God, and broken the law of God at every turn. Just how sinful we are is recorded in Romans chapter 3, the verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues have they used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That is God's description of man universally. That is God's description of mankind, lost and undone, wicked and sinful. So the first thing the Lord Jesus is driving home to this young man as he approaches him is this: you're not as good as you think you are. You are not without sin as you think you are. And I tell you this, dear listeners, that's what God still would drive home to us. We stubbornly refuse to believe God's verdict upon us that all have sinned. We stubbornly refuse that diagnosis, and we would maintain that we are good enough to get into heaven. But there's no hope for such. There is hope only for those who feel their lost condition. That is why Christ's first words to this young man centered upon the need of the young man to feel and know his wicked condition. Had he only known that, nothing would have driven him from the Saviour. We're going to take up this study next week on our morning program. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock, and also that special meeting. If you live in the Kilskerry area, come join with us tonight at 8 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.